Well, Human Rights Watch has urged the Yemeni government to credibly and impartially investigate the killing of a prominent figure in this southern movement. The rights group described the killing of Khaled al-Junaidi as an extrajudicial execution. It added that failing to seek justice in the killing will only send a message that Yemeni security forces are beyond the reach of law. Al-Junaidi was killed in the southern city of Aden on December the 15th. Security forces shot him in the chest while trying to arrest him. Witnesses say Junaidi was preparing to take part in a demonstration demanding independence for the South. The Southerners have been pushing for independence from the North for years. Let's cross over to Sana'a, joined by Press TV's correspondent Yusuf Mowry. Yusuf, thanks so much for being with us. Yusuf, fill us in this situation. Now, we're talking about an individual who was basically, they're saying that he was targeted and killed. Tell me exactly what the request is. Basically, we know that Human Rights Watch is urging the government there to investigate. How likely is that going to happen also?
Well, here in Yemen, usually when a prominent Yemeni activist or a political party member is assassinated, which happens often here in Yemen, every month here in Yemen, a political activist or a political official is assassinated somewhere in the country, whether it's here in the capital, Sana'a, or in the south of the country. Now, usually when this occurs, the Yemeni government has a propensity to basically form an investigation committee. However, that's pretty much about it. Nothing ever happens with these investigation committees, which the Yemeni government forms to investigate the inquiry about who are the perpetrators that committed the crime. So the Yemeni government, with this formation of this investigation committee, will most likely not bring those responsible for the killing of Khaled al-Junaidi to account. And this is something which is worrying Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, who basically have stated that they don't have confidence in the Yemeni government to bring those responsible to account due to the Yemeni government's poor track record of arresting those who continually commit crimes in the south of the country against southern political activists or southern secession protesters. And if we can just recall this past year, southern Aden or the southern part of the country has erupted in anti-government rallies, basically calling for an independent southern state. The Yemeni government dispatches security forces, riot police, who, according to Amnesty International, commit all types of civil rights abuses. And despite that, the Yemeni government fails to bring them to account. And this is why the Human Rights Watch is referring to this or calling this an extrajudicial execution, because the security forces, while they were arresting this southern official, they were not provoked in any way to open fire, because the suspect was already being arrested and he was already confined. He wasn't resisting arrest, according to the reports. However, he was still, according to Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, was executed.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Sana'a. Press TV's correspondent Yusuf Mowry.